From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Oh, we're so glad you took the time to tune in and get caught up. Find out what's happening around the Albuquerque area. And that's typically what we do, but New Mexico, and actually at times, of course, we'll reach out across the country to other ministries and even globally, as you've heard recently when we reached out to Bev Rich in Uganda. We'll continue to do that. I know in coming weeks we'll be reaching out to Slave in Europe to find out about ministry there as well. How about ministry in New Mexico through Johnny and Friends? In studio with us is Marcy Patton. She's the ministry operations manager at Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and Austin Drake in studio, the ministry relations manager. Welcome in.
Hey, Steve. It's good to see you.
Likewise. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
You did.
Okay. Because I'm the head nerd here, so that's not an official title. But anyway, we're looking forward to hearing about what Johnny and Friends New Mexico is doing. And let me start here, Marcy. For those, I mean, it's easy to make the assumption everyone listening knows what Johnny and Friends is. Well, maybe they don't.
Right.
How about a brief history and maybe even what you know about the local ministry?
Sure. So Johnny and Friends is a global ministry. It's an international ministry serving families affected by disabilities. And we're here to help, bring the gospel to those that are really hurting and isolated, due to disabilities. And we have so many different programs that we're doing, but we're reaching families that, are not reached right now.
And the ministry, for those unfamiliar, Johnny is Johnny Erickson Tata. And her story, of course, she had an accident as a teenager that left her disabled. And she is a firecracker, that lady.
Yes, she is. Even at 73, that woman is a go-getter. You wouldn't even know she's 73 when you look at her. She's amazing.
She is. And the things she's been able to do, of course, if you're a regular listener to 88.3 FM, you've heard Johnny and Friends, and we so much appreciate everything that they're doing globally across the country and right here in New Mexico and in Albuquerque. And now, Austin, you guys have been busy preparing for respite nights. And before we go to the details about that, explain respite for who?
Yeah. It's really respite for parents and caregivers. But what we do is parents or their caregivers come in, they drop off their child or adult with disability, and we have a whole schedule of activities, games, movies, everything that we do for three hours. And essentially what that time does for those families is they can take their typical kids and they can go have dinner with them, then go play games, go see a movie, whatever they want to do. Or the parents can just go and drop off all their kids, because we'll do kids with disabilities or typical kids.
What a great option.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking that when you said that, I was like, well, what if the other kids are like, I want to stay with my brother.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yeah.
I'd say, I really want a break.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, and one of the things I wanted to make sure and we've been mentioning this on the air, the next I Am Respite Night with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
You did.
Okay.
New Covenant.
Okay. At New Covenant Church, Friday, September 30th at 5:30. Now, September 25th, 5 days before that, there's a training for volunteers, and that's happening again Sunday, September 25th at 11:30, which means, depending on which church you go to, probably go to the early service.
Yes.
And then get over, to New Covenant Church at 11:30 that Sunday morning, the 25th, for training, for volunteers. What does that entail, the training?
Yeah, the training is, a lot of it is behavior training. And so it's understanding, from a broad, perspective, disability, having a good perspective of disability, and then also understanding some of the behaviors that you're going to see or you might see, and then just how to handle and manage those behaviors, and just to how to best engage people with disabilities.
Okay, so who would you say is best suited to volunteer?
Everyone.
Yes.
I like the answer, Marcy.
No, seriously.
That was like a setup for a volleyball spike.
You know, we have youth groups, and we have young adults. We have couples that come in and serve, and, you know, there's nothing scary about it. You know, most people think, you know, wow, I don't know if I can handle a child with special needs. And, you know, you may end up with a typical, you may end up with a special needs child, but that's what we're there to train for, is to let you know it's not scary. You're just going to have fun, and
yeah,
you just adapt to them and what they can do and like to do, and, you know, be a buddy.
Well, and the truth is, you have some people with disabilities that are volunteering to assist during that evening. Is that true?
That is true. That is true. We have a, in fact, the Deanne Griego, who goes to New Covenant Church, is the one that runs this respite at New Covenant, and she has cerebral palsy and in a wheelchair, and she helps coordinate this whole thing.
And she is amazing.
She is. We'll bring her in one day.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Having her and others possibly come in with you. And, it's been a while since I saw her, but keep up on social media, and, so much appreciate her and her husband,
mm-hmm.
the work that they do. But again, and let me make sure you've got those details in case you're, now wait a minute. When is that respite night? I've got a friend who maybe it's something perfect for you. The respite night is at New Covenant Church Friday. So now, before I get through this, if you don't have it ready, maybe get ready for the next respite information, because I'm going to throw that at you. I don't have it in front of me. The next one is at New Covenant Church, Friday, September 30th, 5:30. And I already mentioned the training for volunteers, Sunday, September 25th at 11:30 a.m. What we've been telling people, basically, yeah, is what you said. A respite night is where the volunteers with Johnny and friends, they take over the care of the person affected by a disability, freeing those family members or care team members to pursue other things for the evening. Maybe go see that movie you didn't get a chance to see yet. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, when you mentioned volunteering and don't fear it, what you might expect. The other thing is, you know, I appreciate people's hearts going into it. You'll see where I'm going with this. I was talking to someone yesterday about short-term missions, and which this actually is, if you're going to volunteer for the event. But you know, so often the attitude and mindset is, I'm going to go bless these people. I'm going to go bless these people. And that's great. I love it. And hopefully you do. But you know, every time I've been involved with any kind of short-term mission, whether it's going on a trip or something like this, you leave and you're like, well, they blessed me.
Exactly.
Is that something you regularly get feedback on?
Yeah. Even, you know, camps, retreats, respites, they're like, man, I came here to totally bless them and help them, and they totally blessed me, and I had such an amazing time. I can't wait to do it again.
Now, if someone is planning on attending, do they just show up, or is there a registration?
They can register at the New Covenant Church website.
NCCABQ.org.
Yes. Okay. And it's I Am Respite is the name of their respite.
Is that for all of them, or just the one?
That's just for the New Covenant.
Okay. Now, there's others coming up.
Yes, we have one at Grace Church next month at the 21st, on the 21st of October, which is another, they're always on a Friday night, from 5:30 to 8:30 at Grace Church on Louisiana and San Antonio.
Yeah, easy to find. I got squirrel. I go down San Antonio all the time. Have you noticed the road there is kind of, you didn't see my hand gesture. It's kind of wavy. That whole area, I think, was built on a landfill. So from time to time, everything settles and the road kind of gets squirrely. So if you're going over to Grace Church next month for the respite night, the speed limit might be posted at 40, but don't. or you'll be going to your favorite mechanic or body shop. soon after that. But hey, I also wanted to mention coming up later in the hour at 1:30, we're going to be visiting with Paula Gonzalez and her team from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I don't know if I've spoken with her since their Walk for Life, so I want to get an update on that and some of the things they're doing. But hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to let you know about more events that are on the horizon with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Marcy and Austin, can you stick around a little while?
Sure.
Okay, well, we'll come back and let you know more after the break on ABQ Connect.
Listen to Skip Hyten as he speaks to the issue, always only Jesus.
He who has seen me, finish the verse, has seen the Father. Remember that? He who has seen me has seen the Father. God never communicated more clearly who he is than in the person of Jesus Christ.
How amazing. History and calendars revolve around the birth and life of a Jewish carpenter 2,000 years ago. Always only Jesus.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father.
Find more from Skip about Always Only Jesus. Go to connectwithskip.com.
Actions speak much louder than words.
For Family Life Blended, here's Ron Deal.
Yeah, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. You can't deny it. Someone who stands up and stands beside you in tough times really loves you. After our middle son died, many of our, what we thought were friends, drifted away. They couldn't handle it, or us, I'm not sure what happened. But others, people we didn't know well, stood by us and stayed by us. Their friendship was undeniable. In blended families, when a stressful situation arises, standing by one another makes your love undeniable. You may not have felt like family before the stressor, but the proof is in the pudding. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
Today, interesting statistics on giving. Hi, I'm Rob West with the MoneyWise Minute. These come from sources such as GivingUSA and the Philanthropy Roundtable. We'll start with this one. The average donor age in the U.S. is 65. That suggests churches and ministries need to focus on cultivating younger donors. Two-thirds of households give something during a year, an average of 4% of income. Donations in the U.S. come mostly from individuals, not from foundations or corporations. Foundations give about 15% of donations, corporations less than 5%. Well, statistics may be fascinating, but remember, giving is an affair of the heart. As Christians, we give generously as a loving response to what God has given us. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
Listen to Skip Hyten as he speaks to the issue, always only Jesus.
He who has seen me, finish the verse, has seen the Father. Remember that? He who has seen me has seen the Father. God never communicated more clearly who he is than in the person of Jesus Christ.
How amazing. History and calendars revolve around the birth and life of a Jewish carpenter 2,000 years ago. Always only Jesus.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father.
Find more from Skip about Always Only Jesus. Go to connectwithskip.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
KLYT. Yeah, I want to thank Ben Lucero for his support. I was talking with Brian Cochran, another supporter from John Moore Associates, this morning. We were preparing for tomorrow's financial update. You know, a lot of folks saw those numbers on Tuesday at the stock market going crazy. Well, he's got some things for you to consider, so make sure you're tuned in. That'll be the final segment of the show tomorrow on ABQ Connect with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. We're in studio today with Marcy Patton. She's the Ministry Operations Manager, and Austin Drake is the Ministry Relations Manager at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. We mentioned the respite coming up soon, and if you want details on that evening, there's still an opportunity for you to go on to the website at nccabq.org, whether to volunteer or to take advantage of the respite night. And as we draw into the next month, we'll continue to bring you details about the next scheduled one at Grace Church. But Marcy, I wanted to bring Austin into this, because we mentioned two churches that are involved, New Covenant and Grace Church. And maybe there's people listening from other churches, some lay leaders, that are like, you know, that's something I would love to take the wheel at my church. Austin, how would someone like that get involved?
Yeah. And all of our respite events, like we were talking about during the break, they're all church run. We help support and facilitate and do the trainings as they have need. But our ultimate goal is for them to be run and owned by the churches. And so the best way they could do that is get in touch with me at 505-316-9896, or you can email me at adrake@johnnyandfriends.org. And we can have a discussion and start talking about how your church can best get involved, and how your families with disability would be best served by your church.
And if a church does want to get involved, I mean, what levels of involvement are there?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's everything from volunteering at respites, running a respite. They can also, you know, really get involved at a buddy ministry level, which is a one-to-one partnership on just a Sunday morning.
Okay.
for kids and adults with disability.
How does that work?
Yeah. It is. So what they do is they meet with the parents and the family at a specific location, and they have all the training that they need, kind of like the respite beforehand. Uh-huh. And they go into the kids' classrooms or the adult classrooms, youth classrooms, and that buddy just stays with them and then helps them engage in the class time, engage in worship, help them with transitions to different parts of the schedule throughout, and just really make sure that they are able to be part of the group that they're in.
Okay. And then I'm assuming one of the other parts of church involvement, I know I've seen at Grace Church, I'm kind of assuming, maybe I didn't notice one, but maybe there's one over at New Covenant, a bin for collecting.
Yes. We also have wheelchair bins, and that is for our Wheels for the World program, which takes wheelchairs and they send them off to get totally refurbished, and then they send them off to countries around the world. And they give them to families for free. And it's always for families who can't afford wheelchairs and it would just be too expensive.
Right.
And it's completely life altering to that person.
Okay. So, whether it's a respite night or the buddy program, is that what you called it?
Yep.
Or the Wheelchairs for the World or all of them, can a church, jump in at any level of, like, you know what? We're not really ready to do this or that. But we could set up a bin for people to drop stuff off. Is involvement as low as that, something that you'd encourage someone to call you about?
Yeah. At any level that they want to be involved, we would love to have them be involved. And we're not going to push them, to do something that they're not comfortable or ready to do yet.
Right.
You know, one of the things, Steve, that we really highly recommend is come serve at an event.
Right.
Come see what it's like, you know, feel what it's like, see the difference it makes, see how it's run. And that is a perfect introduction into disability ministry is come serve one night, whether it's a respite or one of our events, you know, or, you know, even family retreat. Come serve at a family retreat. Come see how family retreat is. You know, come spend a day with us. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and you know, what a great opportunity for ministry to those with disabled, you know, that are disabled, and for families, maybe non-believing, non-churched families. You know, I want to encourage our listeners, think of that person you know, who maybe you know they need a break, and how welcome might that be for, you know, to introduce Johnny and Friends to that family, maybe share the website, so they kind of get, okay. I mean, because, you know, if these parents are like me, they're not just going to, oh, there's a place, cool, take my kids.
Right. I don't know if they can handle my kids, you know. And so, you know, it's a very comfortable situation for those that do have children. You know, I want to let them know that it's a very safe place. Your child is loved. We get it. Disability is messy. We know that, you know, emotions and behaviors are involved, and we're prepared for all of those. And we help prepare our buddies for those as well. So we get it. We're here for you.
Yeah. But, and what I was saying was an evangelical opportunity.
It is.
Just to invite them to make a connection. You know, someone that maybe wouldn't darken the doorway of a church for any other reason would come to one of these events, and then, you know, maybe they go out for the night, and they come back, or, you know, as in the process, they're like, you know, being at a church, this isn't so bad.
Right.
And maybe see some folks make a decision to show up on Wednesdays or Thursdays or Saturdays or Sundays for other services. And for those that are unchurched and don't know Jesus, maybe what a great introduction.
Well, and these families are so isolated. Even getting out and getting to church, maybe even getting ready to catch a church is difficult for them. But, and a lot of families, unfortunately, have been hurt by the church by not being accepted. And, you know, your child can't be in this class because it's too disruptive. And so the respites give them such an opportunity to be able to get that break that they need. And, you know, our goal is if we have enough churches to have a respite every single month, of the year, and not one church doing all the respites, but maybe doing three respites a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, spreading the love and all as well. So it gives them that opportunity.
All right. Well, and I don't want to cut you off, Austin, because we were talking about, ways to get churches involved. I was going to move on to another event, but I want to make sure we've covered, opportunities for churches.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we never tell churches to jump in cold turkey. Yep. You know, we provide all the training, all the equipping that they'll need to be able to do disability ministry. And so if it seems daunting to do it by yourself, don't feel afraid of that, because we can walk with you step by step to put that into implementation.
Okay. So now this next topic, Marcy. Who doesn't like a family fiesta and barn dance?
All right, it's New Mexico. I mean, come on.
I love the title. It's going to be, well, it makes sense. It's in the village of Los Ranchos.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where the Alfredo Garcia barn, maybe I do. Maybe
it's there in the middle. It's right next to their city hall area in the park, Bennett or something park, Hartnett Park, I think it is, right next door.
Is that the big park next to the fire station?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right there on Rio Grande and Chavez.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Chavez, I'm trying to remember. Chavez hits. Can you take it from 4th all the way?
I don't know. Anyway. I just take Rio Grande.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it sounds self-explanatory, but what's going on at the Family Fiesta and Barn Dance? Apparently there's dancing.
There is.
But does fiesta mean yummy food?
It does. We're going to have food and fun and booths and In fact, we're looking for more churches to do some booths, to come out and maybe do a photo booth or, you know, something fun for the kids. And
Activity booths.
Activity booths. Okay. And we're going to have a bunch of music playing, and we're going to have dancing. And it's a beautiful facility. It has a big covered patio, so even if it's raining, we're good. So it's an opportunity for families with disabilities to come on out. And if you have a loved one in a care home or a group home, this is a perfect opportunity to go pick up your adult child with disability, bring them out, and do a family event together. We encourage all of our families. It's a free community event, so we're inviting everybody out to come join us. And it's a perfect opportunity to come see more about what Johnny and Friends does for families.
Okay, now if someone wants more information about this, where are they going to find it?
They can either give us a call at 505-835-5263. Again, that's 505-835-5263 is our office number. Or they can go to our website at johnnyandfriends.org, and that's joniandfriends.org, /new-Mexico, and they'll get some more information. They can contact us through there as well.
All right. Well, we're going to welcome into studio here real soon the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and get an update from them. But before we go, I wanted to make sure there wasn't anything coming up other than that in the future that our listeners need. Oh, well, answer that, and I got another question.
Okay. Actually, the Big Fiesta is our last big event of the year.
Okay.
And then we're getting ready for year-end and already planning next year.
Okay, which would include camps and things like
camps
that.
Camps, and I'll even give you a little hint. We're working on a golf tournament.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe I'll be back to golfing by then.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
you got till May.
Yeah, you gotta start somewhere. And I do want to make sure our listeners know there is an easy way to support what Johnny and Friends is doing in New Mexico. How would you encourage them to do that?
Again, contact us at the office and we can work directly. Phone calls are really great because we can communicate with you and let you know anything that you need. And I'll give you that number one more time before we take off here, and that's 505-835-5263.
Okay, and on the website, mention johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. There's a donate button there, too, so they make it easy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Marcy, Austin, thanks for coming in. Will you guys come back?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
We love being here with you guys.
Thanks. Well, we love having you.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.